Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I am the leader of the Fidget Revolution. And today I'm going to do part two of the new 55 positive negative film. If you haven't already listened to part one, please go listen to it now. Look at the imagery, because I'll be referencing that quickly in this post. But just to come right off the bat and say, I only had 5 sheets of this material to use for this review, and you cannot do a review with 5 sheets of material. I purchased the material myself. 5 sheets is what I got, and more than a review, this is going to be some thoughts and suggestions. To build off of what I talked about in the first post, I like the negative material a lot. The negative material is gorgeous. So whether you want to shoot this as a positive negative, as a ready load, or as the cut holder material, the way they sell the film in those 3 different styles, I like the negative film. It's sharp. It's got great gray tonality, wonderful classic grain. It will be in my repertoire of film going forward. The positive, as I said in the first review, didn't do much for me. It's creatively kind of cool, but it really is of no value in terms of focus checking or tonality. It's very different from the negative. So I'm not quite sure where I would go with the positive at this point. In terms of processing the film, I processed 5 sheets, as I said, and of the 5 sheets, 3 of them processed perfectly. 2 of them did not. If you look at the first post, you can see where the developer didn't spread evenly. On the 3 sheets that did process fine, I didn't yank the film out of the holder. I also didn't pull it super slow. I sort of went at a middle speed pulling directly from the center of the holder in the film. However, because again, I only shot 5 sheets, I can't quantify if that was what made those sheets process better or not. There's just too many variables going on. But I always say the proof is in the print. So take a look at the file that I uploaded. You can click on it and click on it again, and you can really sort of zoom into it. It's a very big file, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Going forward, I see myself working with this film in my regular Fidelity 4x5 inch holders, because I just think that would be the best way. One other thought, too, if you're hoping to process this film on location while you're out shooting, you're not going to do that. If you look at the video on the first post, it's a little more complicated process to clear the material. I think that this is the kind of material that you've got to go out, shoot on location, and process later when you're in the comfort of your own studio. Take a look at the image. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.